Welcome to the webcast here on November the 20th in the year 2020 from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America on God's good, great planet Earth. Welcome to my webcast. Thank you for coming by. I love you.
In America, you get food deep. Won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mama snake. Just a sweet watermelon in the buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little wog, sail away with me. Sail away.
That's Randy Newman, starting off this webcast for today. Thank you for coming to my website. I'm so glad that you can do that. I'm in a very good mood today. What a wonderful day. Guess what I did? I bought this sack of, you know, those little red potatoes. And, when I hear Randy Newman sing from his album, Sail Away, the title track number, it makes me think about America. I just received a text, and it's a text from a young man that I spent years propping up, showing how to, hey, get out there and hustle, 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 get it done. And he let me know that he's homeless again and that he's out there and that a member of his family died. And I know she had a house. I know he got family. He can go live with them. Wonder why he wants to come and live with me. No, he can't do that. You see, sometimes you have to just let people know, and I didn't say anything. I didn't say a cotton-picking word. Because you know what, man? If I were homeless out there like that, I'd try to listen to that song by Randy Newman. Hey, listen, I got a lot of stuff to share with you and a lot of music to bear with you, and I'm glad that you can meet with me. I'm excited about spending this time with you on this, the 20th day of November. Next week is Thanksgiving. And no, I told one of my One of my daughters, she contacted me, and I said, no, Miss D, I don't need you to send me any food or anything like that, because I got a sack of red potatoes. I got a sack of red potatoes, and I have some frozen vegetables in a plastic bag, you know, the type that you pick up from the supermarket. I have to go and get me some strawberries because I like strawberry smoothies, give me a little bit more protein drink. But I have the vegetables, I have the potatoes. I may pick up a couple of packs of my not-quite-meat things and have that on Thanksgiving Day. Bow my head and thank God for everything that he's given me, because God is a God of today, and he'll take care of all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And friends, he'll take care of yours too. And I want you to know that I'm all alone the way it ought to be. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and people usually spend time with their families. I admonish them to spend time by yourself. That potato and that just a coffee cup worth of vegetables, because I measure my food. As long as the refrigerator works and I can freeze stuff, I got enough days to have vegetables for about 20 more days, because I got another sack in there. So I got potatoes and vegetables. I have water here to drink. Now and then a nice glass of red wine. I'm doing fine. And I can put together some corn muffins and like that. Just scrape around in the cabinet and see what other foods that I have. Oh, no, I'm not going to go out there and buy a turkey. I'm not even going to buy a turkey breast. I have some chicken breasts. I have two of them, fillet chicken, and I'll take out one and thaw it out. And I bought me a little box of dressing. I hope it's not the kind that they're asking to return to the supermarket, because it'll kill you. You know, you just don't know what to eat, how to eat, or how to get along these days. We live in that kind of a world that we live in. But I'm going to cheer you up and play something that's going to make it worth your while. As you know, I said that I'm going to respect and play a little music from the Duke, and that's what I'm going to play for you right now. Duke Ellington, In the Beginning, God.
I don't mind the gray sky.
right, girl, that's right. You better say that. Go to him in secret.
From dawn till sunset.
Sing about him.
Man works hard all day. Come Sunday, oh, come Sunday.
Come Sunday.
That's the day.
From the pen and the heart of the master of jazz himself, Duke Ellington, come Sunday. There is nothing like an artist that puts God first. You know, as a preacher, most of my professional days, every Sunday, come Sunday, was putting God first, to talk about him, to talk about his majesty, the good things that he would do in our lives if we but yet trust him. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, I was looking for people that trusted in the word of God, trusted in the spirit of God. Now here we have Duke Ellington, the Duke of all Ellingtons, writing, playing, not pretending, really loving God in a way and expressing it in song that you could not miss exactly what he was saying. But I told you that I was going to dance with Duke, and that's what I'm going to do. And so I'm going to go to an older piece that I have, and I want you to listen to it, and I want you to get up and, because see, if you sit down, this is what I've learned through the pandemic. If you sit down too long, especially if you're a senior citizen, if you sit down too long and you get stiff, and you're not moving around, and you're not taking care of yourself, you're going to get sick. You're going to give that virus a chance to come into your vital parts, your vital organs, and tear you down. We have enough testimony telling us that this virus is real, but I think that we got to get real and get our lives together. Duke, I want to dance with you. It's a nice and very unique number, and it's called Dancers in Love. Dancers in love. How could a dancer be in love? Okay, first of all, I want you to follow my instruction here. I want you to get up, and I want you to act like you got some sense. Now follow the heartbeat, the rhythms of your life, and enjoy this. I see it. Do it again. Thanks, Duke. Thank you for tuning in to my website today. I hope you, that this webcast finds you in good health, feeling good about yourself and about God. Why should we love God? We should love God because the Bible says that He first loved us. Now, why should God love us? There is no reason in the world why God should love us. I'm going to tell you, there's no reason why God should love me. But the first thing that I want to share with you is that if God loves you, why can't you love you? That's a very important concept. I know some of our religions teaches us, no, self-love is sinful. You don't want to do things like that because if God is love, He doesn't want you. He wants you to hate yourself, to see yourself as some kind of depraved creature that doesn't know how to get on in this life. No, my friends. No. God is a God of love. The attribute that manifests itself better than any other attribute of God is love. Now, God also has attributes of wrath. As a matter of fact, I want to share with you that come to my website. If you go to my Facebook page, because I'm going to leave that little thing up there for a while on discipleship, is a 13-part series that I have on my Facebook page, Discipleship. One of the brothers that like my work kind of put everything together, and I don't mind him doing that. I'm happy that he did it. I still have the rights over the piece, but if I were you, I'd take a look at that 13-piece effort on discipleship because you will be able to know whether you are a true believer in God or you're just superstitious. Now, I got to tell you something. I've always been critical, and I'm going to be critical now. I was on Facebook, that social media thing. That's why I try to put some of my spiritual work up there because the stuff that they got on Facebook is a tragedy from our community. From weddings that look like buffoons acting foolish and ignorant. They had a wedding, and I'm not talking about anybody, but our women are too big, overweight, huge, huge women. We're eating too much fats. Well, it's no wonder this virus is taking some of us out. We've got to get a grip on who we are and govern how we abide in this body of ours. God gave us His body, and I don't think that He gave us His body to mess it up. I do not believe that today, and let me see this. Let me see this. I'm trying to find the piece because I want you to hear it and I want you to pay attention to it. It's one of Ellington's better numbers. Sophisticated Lady is the title of the track. I want you to not only listen to it, but I want you to listen to the words of it. And this is what I found to be true in all of Ellington's music. He has a way of, how can I say? He has a way of letting you know what is being said by the singer. If he's singing it, if someone else is singing it, you can understand the words. Unlike many of the songs that I hear today, and I am being critical, I have to be critical, because I know some young men that, they get a little music program on their phone or their computer, and they buy a microphone and a speaker, and the next thing you know, you hear some whining and crying out there. Listen, I'm not talking about the arts world. Maybe there's something happening in the artistic mode of the world that I don't know about. But all I know is that when I hear Duke Ellington play Sophisticated Lady, friends, it is nothing like I've ever heard today. Duke Ellington. You know that melody? Thank you. Duke Ellington, real music, sophisticated lady. And I'm telling you, some of the ladies that you see attending these things called marriages and weddings, they don't look very sophisticated. They're overweight. Their men are overweight. That's unhealthy. And then they have their children bouncing all around the floors. All of them are overweight. We are an unhealthily eating people. Pay attention and don't blame it on, well, I'm poor and I'm living in the ghetto and I can't afford to eat that. Yes, you can afford to eat the right kinds of foods. Now, what did I do with my potato? One little red potato, a medium-sized one, chopped up into bite-sized chewies. Basted the skillet with a little olive oil. I put the seasoning on it, my peppers. It would have been nice if I had added onion to it, but I didn't feel like onions today. And then I, in a separate little pot with water, boil the frozen vegetables, you know, the corn, green beans, peas, and the little red things that are in, I don't know what that is, bell peppers or whatnot. And I didn't add any butter, anything to it. I wanted the nutrients of the frozen vegetable and just the potatoes. That's all I've eaten besides a couple of cups of coffee earlier this morning and two pieces of toast. What do I plan to have for dinner? Don't even know because I'm not hungry. May not eat. I'm not going to eat until I get hungry. Now, this way you can govern your weight, how much, you know, you can buy these diet things and all that kind of stuff. You know, you don't have to do that. What you need to do is pay very close attention to what you're putting in you now. God wants that for you. God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to live longer. Yeah, I'm an old man. I'm sitting over here. I'm trying to help you out. You know, I'm not going to bring you another sermon. You can go to any place on this website and hear me preach. You can choose a subject matter that you want to listen to. I'm trying to keep you alive during dangerous times. I'm going to listen to Ella Fitzgerald now and a nice little song that Duke Ellington wrote called I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So. What is a lucky so-and-so? I'm just a lucky so-and-so. That's what Ella said. And I hope that you appreciate this. It's time to listen to the words. Now, here again, I was speaking about that earlier. If she's a lucky so-and-so, you're supposed to try to figure out why. Why is she a lucky so-and-so? Why did she say so-and-so? Because she was being a little sarcastic. You see, back in the day when you had radio, I know because I went to radio broadcasting school back in the early 60s. I think it was 1963 or 4. It was 1963. I attended the Columbia School of Broadcasting, which was located on Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. The Columbia School of Broadcasting. It was a correspondence course, but you had to go down there and you had to talk with people. See, now you can get on anybody's blog, radio show, get on there and do any. They had to make sure, and there was no cursing, no swearing. And since I was an African-American, it was even more tedious for myself because they listened to us very close. Now, listen to Ella. I believe this is Ella singing with the Duke Ellington Man, I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Enjoy. Did you hear that saxophone?
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so.
Let me say this right now. That is not Ella Fitzgerald. I made a mistake. I looked at something wrong. Please count that up to my stupidity and ignorance. I'm sorry, Duke. You know I'd never do you like that, brother.
The birds in every tree, all so neighborly, they sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so.
Yes, you are. It's all right.
If you should ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I've got a dream that's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I'll hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so.
One of the most difficult instruments to play is a trombone, but you didn't hear any slopping and slurring because Duke had the best people in his band, just like Count Basie. Oh my goodness, Cab Calloway, he had a lot of firecrackers in his band, but Cab was the star of the show. Now, you know, you may be asking me, man, who are these cats? Wait a minute. I was born before your mama was born, boy. So you have to know that I've been around. Oh, I love it. Thank you for coming to PJ's website, because you came here and you expected to hear the truth about God, the truth about living, the truth about life, the truth about everything. And I love to tell you the truth. Because why? Because I love you. I have nothing to hide from you. I don't fear you. You can't do anything to me. Listen, and here's something really good for you to think about. I told you at the beginning of the show that I got a phone call. And it wasn't really a phone call. Somebody contacted me on one of these social networks. I'm homeless. When I first met him, he was homeless. Years and years passed by. And do you think that I told him the way to get on his feet? I know this man's family very closely. I'm not cold-blooded. Listen, never give somebody $20 if $20 is not going to solve their dilemma. If that man had said to me that he was hungry, I would have guaranteed that he had some food in his stomach. Because if a man needs some food in his stomach, I'm the first man that's going to make sure that brother, because if he can't eat, he can't work. You see what I mean? But if you don't work, what's the other? Come on, give me the other one. But if you don't work, come on. Let me hear you say, right, he don't eat. That's it. Well, now, let me look at my list here because I got a little bit more time and I want to see what else I want to play for you. since you've been such a good audience on this 20th day of November, the year 2020. You know, like I said earlier, Duke was very spiritual, man. Very spiritual. As a matter of fact, when Duke was making music, and he's been making music for years, I think that he's written more jazz numbers, orchestrated numbers, symphonic numbers than any other African-American jazz artist in the history of black peoples in this country. Here's a number called A New World Is A-Coming. Well, if Duke was alive, he said, "Brother, the new world is here."
Thank you.
Yes, and before a live audience also. There's a new world coming. Duke Ellington, the Duke. man, oh man. I love that piece. Taken from the Duke Ellington Centennial Collection. This number 18 in my book, and I love that. There's a new world coming. The new world is here. We have to stay in. We're sheltered in. Now, listen, let me speak with you pianists out there. Because if you're a pianist and you want to know how to, that's playing the piano. Get that sheet music and play it. From the Duke himself, from the king of jazz pianos and bands, the greatest jazz musician that this country ever produced is, was it Edward Duke Ellington? Is that his name? Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to end up this webcast with another one from the same collection, from this a CD collection, number 18. One of my favorite numbers that I've loved over the years, and it's called David Danced. See, because I told you, you're supposed to be dancing instead of sitting down pouting and moaning and groaning. Get that potato and the little bit of the vegetables and get a little sparkling water and listen to the music. Ah, yes. David Dance. I believe he did. You want to dance with him? Join him right now. David danced before the Lord with all of his might. Be doing dancing before the Lord as his tap dancer was on the stage live in that concert. Get up and dance. reminiscent of the good old days when you had Bojangles tap dancing with Shirley Temple. That's where Shirley Temple learned how to get her dance on. And then, of course, we can't forget the late, great Gregory Hines, one of the greatest African-American tap dancers in histories. And there's, you know what, my mind just escaped me on the two brothers, of the Nicholas brothers. The Nicholas brothers, if you really want to find, go to the Nicholas brothers, Gregory Hines, or Bojangles on the internet, on YouTube, and look at these brothers tap dance. That's the kind of class act that Duke Ellington had with him. And Duke Ellington did so many classical things. There was even one. I have a DVD of his. It was a commemoration that he wrote for a college. He wrote the number. He only played it one time, and it was recorded. I have it on video, on a DVD, that is. And it is a masterful work. The Duke was not only known to play jazz from all the way back when he was a young lad, but the classics also. Listen, I hope that you enjoyed coming to my website today. I certainly enjoyed bringing you some very classy music. I've decided on a regular basis, as I blend in with the spiritual nature of the things that I've learned in my life that can keep me before I pass away. This is it. And I want to say it before I pass away. I want, because it only costs me about $80 a month to keep this website going, but I want to keep this website flourishing until I pass away. And from time to time, I'll be playing music from my broad perspective of a music collection that I have and give you my reflections and recollections of that. And who knows, maybe one day I'll become a famous person, right? The famous preacher that loved God, that believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of his heart, soul, mind, and his ability to live. But not this new Jesus that the church is following after in America in these 2020 years. Not that new Jesus that got you acting a fool. You know me. I'm going to cut that line straight. You know what the Bible says? Let's see if I remember the verse. It says, to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, by rightly dividing. And in the Greek, that stands for cutting straight the word of truth. You better be very careful of the guys that you're listening to out there that's telling you one thing about God and living another thing in their lives. I think that's what ticks me off the most about preachers. They can get up and give this great little line about God, but when you look at their dirty, filthy lives, it's an embarrassment altogether. I think since it's not quite an hour yet, and I got about 7 more minutes, I'm going to end up with another song that I know you're going to appreciate. This one is entitled, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Go tell it. Go tell it. It's true.
Tell me it's a true.
It's a truth, baby. Sing it.
Tell me it's a true. Right. Tell me it's a true. Tell me it's a true. The God's so true. Oh, tell me it's a true. Tell me it's a true. 'Cause the truth is a light, and the light is right, and it's right, right.
Man, I'm telling you, you know, I just got to say this. I just got to say that a lot of pastors were speaking against jazz artists and jazz and that kind of music and everything. But Ellington's life was to demonstrate the power and the love and the beauty of living in the African-American community. I break up when I think about the beauty that came from us as a people. It's just magnificent. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for taking an hour out of your very special day to come to johnecoleman.org. Please tell your friends about my website. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Jesus in there, because without Jesus, I'm going to tell you, brother, I couldn't have made it. That's just the way it is. Now, you can make it with your president-elect, whoever that may be. You can Trump out with Trump, or you can take a bite of Biden. Kamala can cook a nice pudding, and Pence can go play in tennis. Vote for whoever you are. Believe in whoever. Tell me a truth. God bless you. This is Pastor John from his own website. You know the drill. Mine is a terrible thing to waste, and I'm an independent thinker. With very good reasons.